Welcome, everybody. This is the Friday Read About It Popcast. I'm Reed, and this is About It. Happy start of the Christmas season to you. This is the Friday after Thanksgiving. This is Black Friday, as they call it. It's the day where people wake up insanely early, and I probably am going to do that as well. I want to tell you about what I did yesterday. And this is something that I have never gotten up early for sales. Never, ever. I rarely get up early for work. I rarely do anything early. I'm a night kind of guy. But yesterday, lovely wife Kimberly and I decided that, Wednesday, we decided there are some sales on Thursday morning. Actually, the Kmart, it's about half an hour away from our hometown, was going to be open on Thanksgiving Day. And I know you're immediately saying, Reed, Kmart? What part of the 80s do you live in? No, look them up. They're still out there. They're still online. There's a Kmart. Here's the kind of deep penetration that Kmart has. I have a Kmart about 30 miles away from where I live in a town that's about the same size as where I'm living. And then the next Kmart is about 2 hours away. And then the next Kmart closest to me after that is in another state. So we decided, I'm not going to tell you what we got because, well, you know, some people might be receiving the gifts I actually purchased Thanksgiving Day. So I don't want to tip that off. But we decided we were going to be there when they opened up at 7 o'clock. They were open at 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day. And I talked to them about it before it happened. And let me tell you this, they were really thrilled. Let me get this straight. I'm in a small town. I'm working at Kmart. And I got to be there at 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day. Oh, does the fun ever start? But here's what happened. I had to be in to work sort of early on Wednesday. So I go in early. And then I come home. I get home about 8:30 at night. I bring some food home because you don't make anything to eat the night before Thanksgiving dinner. You don't. You don't want to mess up the kitchen. So I brought home some Chick-fil-A because, as regular readers know, I love me some Chick-fil-A. Ate a big meal of Chick-fil-A sandwich and some nuggets, of course, and got kind of sleepy because I hadn't eaten all day. Took a big meal, kind of down on my sleep. I'm going to bed. That's it. It's 8:30 at night. I don't go to bed at 8:30 at night unless I'm running a major fever, basically. But this was the time. Go ahead, lay down, get it all out. So I laid down, slept, woke up a couple of times, and like did that thing where you just force yourself back to sleep. You know, where you just, you know, you can hear other things going on in the house, and it's like still daylight outside sometimes, but you still force yourself to go back to sleep. I slept until about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Got up, did a couple of things, took a shower, and we headed out. And so we left. We got there about 6:30, 6:40. And there was already a line of, I'd say, probably about 100, 150 people. There's not a whole lot else going on this town on Thanksgiving. So I think these sales are the wave of the future. I'll talk more about that at the end of this story. But there were a lot of folks there. So we're standing in line. And we got to wait 15, 20 minutes for it to open up. It's not a big deal. They're walking down the aisle of people standing there, and they have like the vouchers in their hands, and they're going, who wants the TV or the Wii or the whatever, the four or five big ticket items that they had, like, you know, the doorbuster specials, the things that they do to get you inside the doors. They had a couple of good ones. And so, you know, they were walking through the aisles and handing those out to people because if you wanted to get the big TV that was on sale, you had to have this with you. And so, you know, people around us were getting them. And this woman walks up and I'm holding a flyer for something in my hand. And a woman walks up and goes, is that the flyer? Can I see that, please? And I went, no, that's actually the ticket for the thing I'm going to buy when it gets inside. She goes, oh, okay. Well, does anybody have a flyer? I don't even know what's on sale. And I thought, you got up at 6:30 Thanksgiving morning to come to a Kmart. I'm going to say that again. A Kmart to bargain shop. And you don't even know what the hell they're selling. We got a big sale on blankets. That's maybe it. Wait. Somebody had to give her their sales circular so she could start planning out. I mean, she just showed up on blind faith that this was the only place open on Thanksgiving and that she could do her Christmas shopping there. I'm totally amazed by people that do that. It's like if Arby's had run an ad that said they were going to be open at 7 o'clock, she would have just walked in, sight unseen, and bought roast beef sandwiches for her whole family for Christmas. So she had no idea. So we're all still waiting in line, and there's lots of folks standing around. And Some of them are either smoking or they smell like they have smoked their whole lives up until about 30 seconds before I saw them. You know, the kind of people that smell like an ashtray. And I mean, they don't smell like a stale smell. They smell like they're on fire and tobacco burns in their veins. Those people, you know, the people that just, you know, smell like a rancid bag of ass. And I was outside with them. I was not forced into close quarters with them. I didn't share a taxi ride with them. I was like 8 feet away and I still... I was like, God, is Dennis Leary in line with me? What's the smell there? But anyway, we're waiting. We go through the line. They let us in, and everybody goes through. And everybody immediately runs to the electronics department because they got to get their, I guess they were buying the gaming systems. And that's the good thing about being old and a dork. I don't have to worry about that anymore. But they run through there. I grab a buggy, and I'm headed to a specific place in the store to get a specific item and to buy as many of that item as I can find. Actually, this wasn't a gift. I can go tell you. It's Scrabble games. We lovely wife Kimberly makes tiles, Scrabble tiles, makes necklaces out of those. Check it out at designsbyappletree.com. And the thing about it is, to make the Scrabble tile necklaces, you got to have the Scrabble tiles. And you get Scrabble tiles by buying a friggin' Scrabble game. So you got to find the cheapest price on Scrabble games. They're having them buy one, get one free, so I bought every one of those suckers I could find. I took a buggy, and while everybody else was veering off and headed to electronics and to clothing and to whatever sporting goods, I just made a beeline right, well, not a beeline, because bees don't fly very straight, but I just surgically cut right through the middle of that place till I got there, and I just dumped them all in. And I bought a Monopoly game, too, just because they were buy one, get one free. And, hey, I like Monopoly. So I loaded up. I had that. I had the... couple of other things that I bought, you know, just little knickknacks going through the store, something's on sale, you know, the things you get suckered into buying, you know, hey, that'd make a perfect gift for that person that I have no idea what a perfect gift for them would be, you know, that sort of thing. So we go up front, and lovely wife Kimberly has actually already gone through and bought something, you know, and we split up, because we tag team like that, and so I'm going through with my stuff, and the guy rings up I'm kind of amazed because last time I was in a Kmart. Last time I was in a Kmart, it was about 3 or 4 years ago, and they didn't even have the code scanners at that point. They were still ringing up the prices, you know, like they were at the general store. We were sitting around a Cracker Barrel. So I was kind of amazed they were doing that, but they ring up the prices. And the ring up on the Scrabble games is a full $4 higher than the price that's on that's clearly marked on all the games. And you'd think to yourself, you know, Scrabble games aren't really that expensive to start with. You'd notice a $4 markup. So I tell the guy, and the guy has no idea what's going on, because again, he's working at a Kmart in a small town, and it's 7 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving. These are not your Rhodes Scholars. These are the people that literally have nowhere else to go at this point. So he calls the manager over, and the manager rings it up, and she rings up all the Scrabble games at the correct price. And then she leaves, and then I realize, well, she didn't do the buy one, get one free thing, because even at the correct price, it's still not much of a bargain if you still have to pay the correct price for all of them. I don't normally go in and just, you know, buy a whole shopping cart full of Scrabble games at full price. That would seem to be not a smart business plan. So she comes back over and finally rings them up again. It took like an extra 20 or 25 minutes, and I'm very polite the whole time because, hey, this is my first shopping experience on Thanksgiving. And for probably many of you, it would be, because stores aren't open on Thanksgiving. So we do that. We finish. We load up. And we've got a great deal of our Christmas shopping done at this point. And I feel good about that, because that's the one thing that really sucks the joy out of the season for me. I look back on previous Christmases, you know, in a previous time in my life, in a previous place, and they were just awful because of various things that happened. And to me, the earlier that I can get that stuff taken care of so I don't have to worry about the lines and I can just enjoy the season, oh, the better. So we finished, came home, unwrapped some of the things, made sure they were in the right places, you know, because I never remember what I've bought for anybody. That scene in Christmas Vacation where he finds the Mother's Day gift hidden away in his storage thing from like 8 years ago, that happens to me on an annual basis, because I don't write down what I buy for everybody because I buy over a long period of time and I forget to put everything under the tree. So, you know, there's all sorts of good stuff that was on sale back in 2003. I'm still waiting to give out to people. But anyway, we come back, we do all that. And then I wind up taking a nap before I have to go to work and had to watch part of the Lions game. That was just awful. It is time to take the Thanksgiving Day game away from the Detroit Lions. If they're not even going to be that close to to winning. They lost 47-10 yesterday, and their only score was on just a freak play. And you know, I don't want to talk sports with you because sports bores me too, but with all the auto industry has been through in the last couple of months, and the city of Detroit is heavily tied in with that, you would think that getting up Thanksgiving Day, leaving their families behind, and going to Ford Field to watch the Lions just get prison-loved 47-10 on Thanksgiving Day would not be in their best interests. I think it would be better for the economy if they didn't watch the Lions play, and then maybe they could get up on Friday and actually go out and buy stuff and be in the season as opposed to just, you know, drinking themselves into a coma and waking up next Tuesday. Anyway, I digress, I think is where I'm going with that. I took a nap, woke up, got ready for work, and I realized that I had slept so weirdly for the last 2 or 3 days that I have no idea what day it is, what time it is. I could wake up, and it would be dark or light, and I wouldn't be able to tell which one would matter, you know? Like, if I had overslept, I wouldn't know it. You know, I've completely screwed up that whole 8 hours a day rule, so I'm a mite confused, but for Friday, we probably will go out and do a little bit more of that. I don't know, it was kind of fun being part of that maddening throng for a little while. And I really think a lot more stores are going to go to that. Then, okay, that was the early bird shoppers. Then, Thanksgiving night, Michael's in town, which is a big hobby store, like a giant Hobby Lobby thing, had a big sale. And lovely wife Kimberly said, let's go down there and check that out, because there's nothing else to do Thanksgiving night. I mean, that's where you order pizzas and rent movies and that kind of thing. So we go to Michael's, and I actually go there on my dinner break from work. I pull up, and there's, you know, it's a small store. There's probably 45,000 people in there. I don't know. You were shoulder to shoulder with people, and you didn't have to wake up early or do anything special. You just had to leave your house and go there. So there were a lot more people at Michael's. And it's a knick-knack kind of place, and I'm not really into that. And when I'm around a whole lot of people that are just standing there and not moving, and I'm trying to get somewhere and I can't get around them and I can't move my buggy and they're just standing there and they're not moving anything, I want to stab somebody. So it really wasn't that good for me. You know, I'm over there going crazy because the store is geared to have probably at a maximum of 25 to 30 people in it. And there's nowhere for you to stand to leave, you know, to go through the checkout aisles. And there were probably 300 or 400 people in this store. You couldn't move in there. And that's, my Asperger's kicks in at that point. And I just want to shoot the Batman grappling hook up into the ceiling and just get out of there. But I can see in the future a lot more stores going to that. Because if you'll show up, you know, early on the day after Thanksgiving, why wouldn't you show up early the day of Thanksgiving? You know, put the turkey in the oven and then go do some shopping. Judging from the 45,000 people that showed up at Michael's, which is not even really a store that you can shop for everyone in your family at, I expect to see a lot more of that. And I'm going to try to be a part of it because no matter how bad it is, you get it over with. And that's basically my Christmas message. Get it over with so you can enjoy it. Yeah, that's going to do it for the Read About It podcast. I got to get some sleep, of course, because by the time you hear this, I may be at a sale or on trial for killing someone at a sale. So we'll just talk more about it coming up next week. Have a very happy post-Thanksgiving, pre-Christmas time of your lives. From this point on, you're going to have to wait no matter what you do or where you go. So just relax and enjoy it. It's good advice given to me, and I try to pass it on. So have a very happy holiday season. Hope you get the shopping done and lots of time just to hang around with friends and family and loved ones. I'll be back next week with more blogs, next Friday with the next Read About It podcast. That will do it for me. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next Friday, as always, Seacrest out.